We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Church, for viewers to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations official states peace and prosperity go hand in hand. In animal welfare news, Madagascar's lemur lady is devoted to protecting the beautiful co-inhabitants. In veg news, Stanford University in California, USA dining halls provide an assortment of nutritious plant-based options. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 31st, is the Independence Day of Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, and Trinidad and Tobago. Kyrgyzstan observes its sovereignty gained in 1991. The world's largest walnut forests are located in the southern part of the Central Asian country. In 1957, Malaysia, situated in southeastern Asia, achieved its self-rule. Malaysia's Taman Negara National Park is home to one of the Earth's most ancient rainforests, approximately 130 million years old. Trinidad and Tobago honors its autonomy attained in 1962. Acclaimed writers in this Caribbean nation include Mr. Samuel Selva, Mr. Earl Lovelace, and 2001 Nobel Literature Laureate Sauvidyadharj Suraj Prasad Nepal. May the people of Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, and Trinidad and Tobago have a splendid Independence Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Côte d'Ivoire. Downpours at the end of June set off landslides and floods in the city of Abidjan, claiming 11 lives in an underprivileged area where many people were also rendered homeless as homes and other buildings were destroyed. Conveying her wholehearted condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $7,500 in aid, requesting that our association members go help the most desperately afflicted. This amount could acquire $205,000 in emergency supplies if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Côte d'Ivoire.
Our association's relief team from Benin traveled to Abidjan, covering their own travel and related expenses of $450. They brought 6 tons of rice, 760 liters of vegetable oil, and 1 ton of salt to distribute to the storm victims, who expressed much gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai. Our association's relief team was also graciously hosted by the city mayor of Yopougon in Abidjan, who was deeply touched by her compassionate concern and sent a letter of thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Vous êtes apparu comme appelé par Dieu lui-même pour venir nous apporter cette assistance, ce soutien. Je tiens vraiment à vous remercier.
Vraiment, nous sommes surpris parce que je ne savais pas qu'une ONG pouvait nous faire ça. Vraiment, nous sommes dans la détresse. C'est pour vous dire merci. C'est pour dire merci à l'association qui nous a offert ce don, qui nous soulage, qui veut nous servir. Nous sommes très contents de ce que vous venez de faire. Merci. Amen. Suprême Qinghai.
Nous sommes contents de recevoir les dons du Maître Suprême Qinghai. Nous sommes vraiment contents. On vous remercie. Merci bien.
We send our gratitude for the mayor's kind hospitality as we join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional care, as well as our association's relief team for their dedicated help. May heaven bless the people of Côte d'Ivoire with renewed comfort and productivity as humanity's kinder regard for all beings helps restore the earth's stability.
Residents flee as Indonesian volcano erupts. For the first time in 400 years, the Sinabung volcano on Sumatra Island erupted on Sunday, August 29th, prompting the highest level red alert to be issued. 2 people lost their lives and 18,000 residents in the danger zone were evacuated by the Red Cross and other personnel as the volcano spewed smoke and ash 1,500 meters into the air. Dozens were hospitalized from respiratory ailments due to the airborne ash and dust. Around midnight, a strong earth tremor was felt and lava began flowing from the crater with a fire that ignited in the forest at the base of the mountain.
Early on Monday morning, the Volcanology and Meteorology Agency reported another eruption, this time with ash and smoke thrown over 2,000 meters high, and Transport Ministry spokespersons stated that international flights could be cancelled. Meanwhile, several thousand more people were evacuated to shelters and tents provided by the Indonesian government, with an initial distribution of face masks made to some of the displaced residents.
Our appreciation, Indonesian officials and personnel, for your concerned actions to ensure resident safety. We pray for the protection of all those affected by the volcanic eruptions and that such perils may soon be eased through humanity's caring and eco-conscious endeavors.
Disasters strike Western China. On Sunday, August 29th, a landslide occurred in northwest China's Lanzhou City of Gansu Province, the same region where a disastrous slide struck earlier in the month, costing more than 1,250 people's lives. located at the construction site of a bridge project for a railway connecting the provincial capital Lanzhou to Chongqing municipality. This landslide buried 5 people, 2 of whom had been rescued by 5 p.m. on Sunday. Officials stated that rescue efforts will be ongoing until everyone is found.
Further south, officials in Yunnan and Sichuan provinces say that 14 people were injured after a 4.8-magnitude earthquake also struck in their border region on Sunday, damaging 7,354 homes, 122 of which collapsed. Fortunately, there were no fatalities and no one is missing.
Our appreciation, Chinese officials and personnel working to help the disaster victims. We pray for the soon resuming of stable lives for all residents and that such distressing situations may cease as we strive for greater consideration of the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Over 17,000 inmates freed in Ho Lạc or Vietnam. As a gesture of goodwill, President Nguyen Minh Chet has signed pardons to release 17,210 detainees. Of those being freed, beginning on Sunday, August 29th, 37 are foreign nationals, including persons from France, United States, and Canada. We appreciate Your Excellency's decision of clemency for these thousands of fellow citizens and foreign nationals, wishing the freed persons many joyous reunions with family and friends and wholesome new beginnings in life.
Winners of 2010 Equator Prize announced. Sponsored by the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, the Equator Prizes are awarded once every 2 years to 25 outstanding grassroots organizations in equatorial countries for efforts that help to reduce poverty through conservation and sustaining biodiversity. This year's winning initiatives were selected from among 300 nominations originating in 66 different countries, with a final total comprised of 10 organizations in Africa, 8 in Asia and the Pacific, and 7 across Latin America and the Caribbean.
The winners include the Pu An Bamboo Village in Ho Lạc or Vietnam for preserving the biodiversity of the bamboo forests in the area. Monks Community Forestry in Cambodia, organized by the Buddhist monks of the Sam Raung Pagoda, who joined to protect an evergreen forest area in the northwest region of the country. The Mara River Water Users Association in Kenya, a volunteer group committed to the efficient and sustainable use of water in the Mara catchment area. And Kapawi Ecotourism in Ecuador, an organization that generates extra income for indigenous communities that manage eco-balanced visits, hikes, canoeing, and nature observations.
Our admiration and applause, this year's deserving recipients of the Equator Prize. Heaven bless your eco initiatives in helping inspire us all toward greater harmony with the cherished gifts of nature bestowed by the divine.
Animal welfare group calls for banning of fur farms. After completing an 18-month undercover evaluation of 16 facilities, Sweden-based Animal Rights Alliance is calling on the national government to ban mink farms. In clear demonstration that fur farms are in violation of animal welfare laws, the videos show hundreds of the clever, beautiful wild animals that normally spend much of their time in water being imprisoned in crowded wire cages. The animals display neurotic behavior, such as repetitive motions without purpose and even cannibalism from mothers to their young, as well as littermates eating one another as a symptom of their extreme stress. The animal activists further reported that sick and injured animals received no treatment and dead animals were left in the cages with living ones. Regarding the appalling situation, Animal Rights Alliance spokesperson Lena Flaren said, "This is more a political question than a matter for the police. Such serious breaches of the animal protection laws at 20% of mink farms is representative of mink farms in general. We want a ban. That's all we're going to argue for." Ms. Flyren, Animal Rights Alliance, and other advocates, we join in your concern and thank you for your dedication on behalf of the wild minks. May the day come soon that humans live in loving harmony with the animals and all aspects of our natural world.
Team jet skier saves swimmer. 28-year-old James Wheeler had been boating with friends on Lake Bemidji in Minnesota, USA, when an item blew overboard and he jumped in to retrieve it. However, high winds pushed the boat away from him, and those on board were unable to successfully throw him a flotation device or restart the pontoon to pick him up. 14-year-old jet skier Brett Hartje spotted Mr. Wheeler, who by then was sinking with only his arm visible above the water. Maneuvering quickly, he was able to get to the swimmer in time to pull him to safety. Our admiring salute, Brett Hartje, for your alert response and quick life-saving actions. Wishing Mr. Wheeler and loved ones many joyful celebrations of life together.
Teenage girls raise funds to rescue horse from slaughter. A group of five horse-riding girls from Delaware, USA, who have dubbed themselves the Sweet Meadow Stable 2010 Rescue Team, has successfully rescued 5-year-old Roscoe from being sold to a slaughterhouse for meat. They did this by raising over $1,000 through bake sales, babysitting, business sponsorships, and other activities. Speaking of their new equine friend Roscoe, 13-year-old Peyton Carter said, "He turned out to be the most wonderful horse." With help from their horse-riding teacher and owner of Sweet Meadow Stables, Ms. Shelley Wright Estevan, who herself has rescued 20 horses over the past 10 years, the girls plan to continue their fundraising efforts in the hope of purchasing and rescuing more horses. Kudos and bravo, all five young heroines and Ms. Wright Estevan, for your noble efforts that give horses like Roscoe another chance to live and love. Wishing you much joy with your appreciative equine companions, and that all people may soon offer only dignity and respect to all our animal co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. Water scarcities emerge in Middle East, southwestern USA, and northern Mexico, with a combination of overuse and growing climate change effects causing the Jordan River to dwindle to a trickle. People in Syria, Israel, and Jordan are suffering as their governments debate water rights. Residents of Jordan often have the resource available only twice a week.
Big families usually buy water tanks so we can have enough water to last the whole week. But the tanks are expensive, and not everyone can afford them. We get water 2 days a week. On those days, I switch on the taps and fill the tanks for a few hours so we can manage on the other days.
Director of environmental organization Friends of the Earth Middle East, Gidon Bromberg, stated,
The river's been almost destroyed because of the competition.
Meanwhile, Lake Mead, which provides water to northern Mexico and the southwestern U.S. states of Arizona, Nevada, and California, has declined to 40% of capacity, the lowest since the reservoir was created in the 1930s. Having just endured an 11-year drought, the lake dropped another 15 feet in the past 5 months. U.S. scientist and Lake Mead expert Dr. Tim Barnett, who forecast 2 years ago that the giant reservoir could run dry by 2021, stated, "It's a clear warning."
Our appreciation, Mr. Bromberg, Dr. Barnett, and colleagues for your work in alerting us to alarming scarcity of water across the globe. Let us join in quickly adopting more conserving and considerate practices as we also strive for planet-cooling measures to reverse climate change.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with concern over such crises, highlighting the importance of more conscientious stewardship of our world's limited resources.
We have over 6 billion people in this world, and the source of groundwater for wells, which support half of our world population, are dying, drying up. And top 10 global river systems drying or ebbing away. And 3 billion people are short of water. How many more? I don't know. How many more of suffering people are we waiting before we take action? Please do it now. Just be veg. Stop the meat, dairy, fish industry. Be benevolent. Create a merciful energy that will envelop our world, that will emit mercy, love, protection for us and our children on this planet. Please take action now. Very simple. Just be veg.
Save our planet. joining a Russian-German expedition investigating regional climate change in Siberia. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin affirms the importance of global warming as he pledges additional funding to better understand its impact.
Save our planet. In Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, more than 200 companies collectively offer over 10,000 green employment opportunities in the island's first ever job fair for the alternative energy industry.
Save our planet. The United Nations Environment Program launches an online resource center offering guidelines and training materials to conduct humanitarian and relief activities with greater consideration for conserving resources and the environment.
Two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We eat well with a nutritious diet of plant foods. Today we have a tip on a way for your baby to go green.
You can choose cloth diapers instead of disposable ones.
In the United States alone, about 100,000 tons of plastic and over 800,000 tons of tree pulp a year are used in the manufacture of disposable diapers.
There are cloth nappies today that have triple the absorbency of disposable ones. Also, they have handy Velcro fasteners.
You can save money and the earth by opting for them. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
Peace News, a United Nations official states that harmony and prosperity go hand in hand. At a meeting hosted by the UN Economic and Social Council and Peace Building Commission, UN Deputy Secretary General Dr. Asha Rose Migiro highlighted the importance of economic and social growth to foster equality and tranquil living. She also emphasized that in attempting to reach the Millennium Development Goals, peace building would be very fundamental for some nations. Our respectful thankfulness, Deputy Secretary General Dr. Asha Rose Migiro, for outlining clearly the deep connection between a serene and abundant world. May our brothers and sisters in all parts of the world be graced with calm and happy lives on a sustainable planet.
In animal welfare news, Madagascar's Lima Lady is devoted to protecting the exquisite co-inhabitants. Dr. Henta Rasa Mimanana has been advocating for the preservation of lemurs for more than 30 years. She said, "It was love at first sight." About her initial contact with the delightful animal friends who have lived in Madagascar for about 60 million years. The lemur, however, is now endangered due to deforestation. Dr. Rasa Mimanana helps to raise awareness of this abundant natural resource available and how they can be sustainably utilized and safeguarded. Our heartfelt gratitude and heaven bless you, Dr. Henta Rasa Mimanana, for your diligent efforts on behalf of the precious lemurs. May they continue to thrive and take their rightful place on our shared ecosphere for eons to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, Plentiful Plant-Based Fare is offered to students at Stanford University in the USA. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. More righteous news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, praiseworthy news for a laudable world. In Veg News, Stanford University in California, USA dining halls provide an assortment of plant-based options. The main reason students give for choosing the veg lifestyle is concern about the environment and animal welfare. Ms. Janani Balasbramanian stated, "I looked into factory farming methods, not only for animals that were raised for slaughter, but also for animals raised for milk, eggs, wool, etc. It was heartbreaking. I decided then that since I had the resources, willpower, and compassion to become vegan, I should do so." Our accolades and appreciation, Stanford University, for helping to support a planet-enhancing diet. Also, our hats off to you, Janani, and your fellow classmates who are choosing the cruelty-free meals. May all soon follow the merciful plant-based lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Balinese entitled Swimming Lessons.
Ada anak cerik pedaguanan sedang nutur indik ngolah raga. Dijawake melajah ngono, petakon anake cerik ento. Ani besikan mesaut, diyehe.
And now for a heartline from Dr. Abdel Fattah Abu Sroor, the founder and director of Palestine's Al Rawad Cultural and Theatre Society. The Multifaceted Society was presented on the Shining World Leadership segment of Noteworthy News.
It is a very beautiful report, thank you. The philosophy of beautiful resistance as means of beautiful, non-violent self-expression through art, culture and education is the basics of my initiative. Much love to all the team. Abdel Fattah Abu Sroor.
Harmonious Dr. Abu Sroor, it is fantastic to hear from you. We much appreciate the outstanding artistic expression by the vibrant youth of Palestine through Al-Awad. And following the loving instructions of Supreme Master Qinghai, we are honored to present the unique cultures of our world, their rich heritage, and present-day wonderful innovations. May Allah's munificent blessings be with you and the precious people of Palestine.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May divine inspiration and compassion illuminate your days. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iran and China agree to partner on an extensive railway project linking Iran's capital, Tehran, to the western cities of Arak, Malayer, Hamadan, Kermanshah, and Khosravi, with a broader plan of connecting from the Mediterranean Sea to China via Iran.
With their countries enjoying more than three decades of amicable relations, Guinea-Bissau's President Malamba Kai Sanya makes an official visit to Cuba, where he meets with President Raul Castro to further enhance cooperative ties.
Scientists from the United States and United Kingdom partner to develop CliniHub, a handheld device designed to detect diseases such as breast cancer using indicators that create a fluorescent glow under UV light.
In his annual Ramadan message, President of the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, His Eminence Cardinal Jean-Louis Tauran, calls for a unified effort to harmonize relations among different faiths.
As part of its five-a-day campaign, the UK's Fruit and Vegetable Task Force is recommending low-fat and low-salt composite foods such as fruit salads, vegetable soups and pasta sauces as a way to encourage the consumption of five portions of fruit and vegetables daily.
Commemorating 5 years since Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana, USA, award-winning Hollywood actor Brad Pitt tours some of the 50 eco-homes built by his Make It Right Foundation, saying that the organization plans to construct 100 more houses.
Presidents of 42 Oluxese or Vietnamese, Lao, and Cambodian universities agree to establish a learning network to promote cooperation in education and scientific research and contribute to regional development.
At the direction of His Highness Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah IV, Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah, 10 injured Iraqis are flown to Kuwait, where medical specialists treat their various injuries free of charge.
Following the recent arrival of his fourth child, British Prime Minister David Cameron announced, as the first premier ever to do so, that he will be taking paternity leave to care for newborn daughter Florence.
Rains from April until June have eased drought conditions in Somalia, providing a more hopeful outlook for crops and food supplies. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.